Well, good evening to everyone. We certainly appreciate another day the Lord's given us, and we look forward to opening the Word of God here in a few minutes and look into the Scripture and get some enjoyment from things of the Lord. This being Wednesday night, our prayer service time, always have our time together that we pray and ask God's blessings upon folks that we know that are having difficulties in their life, and we try to pray for our missionaries around the world, pray for our country. Pray for our area around us. Just pray one for another. The Scripture very clearly tells us that we are to lift each other up in personal prayer. And I certainly realize that we need prayer more now maybe than we have in other times of our life to continue to serve the Lord under the ways that we're having to do now. But there is maybe a hopeful light at the end of the tunnel. Things can get back to some kind of a normal here in a few weeks, and so we're looking forward for the Lord to bless us. I know many people are praying that God would answer and God would heal our land and take care of the needs that we have, and certainly we are in much need of the prayer of God's people. And so tonight I want us to think about those that we know that have those personal needs, whether it be physical, spiritual needs. All of us know folks that are lost, and we certainly need to pray for them, because I believe our time draweth nigh. Before long, I believe the Lord will be here and we'll be gone, and then things will certainly get much worse than they are even in our time. And so remember those that are lost of our families, our friends, and loved ones. I know people that know the Lord have a burden for those, especially of our families, that do not know the Lord and become burdened at times that sometimes almost unbearable to realize that if the Lord was to call them, they would not be ready to meet Him. So we certainly need to pray for those that are lost, and pray one for another, pray for each other. As we are not able to gather in our buildings, we can certainly pray to the Lord for each other. The Lord knows where we are. The Lord knows our need, and He can take care of that. And so here on Wednesday night, we try to take time when we're here in the building. We have our prayer requests and share those things together with God's people. So let's go to the Lord in prayer right now and ask God to bless. And then tonight we'll be reading in Proverbs chapter 27 and starting off with verse number 1. So let's bow for prayer and ask God to bless. Our dear Lord, we come to You tonight. We are very thankful that we have an opportunity to call upon Your name. We have a privilege, really, that we are blessed of the Lord, that You have invited us to come to Your throne of grace and mercy, and that we can make supplication for others. We can pray for the needs that we personally have. We can pray for people that need the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Lord, I'm glad You've given us this means whereby we can talk to You and we can give You the thoughts of our heart, even though You know them. You want us to express them to You that we might be drawn closer to You as we see You answer our prayers. Dear Lord, we are thankful that we have had prayers answered at many different instances in our life, and we've had You to deal in situations that we could not handle. And so, Lord, tonight we trust You, we depend upon You, and we thank You for all that You've done for us. We do pray for our communities, we pray for our nation. Dear Lord, may You help us. I know, Lord, may we don't deserve it spiritually, but would You show mercy to us and help us in these days? And we hope and pray that through these days in which we're living, that people would see a real need for the Lord Jesus Christ in their life. Not just a head knowledge, not just a claiming that they know about Him, but Lord, that they might come to an understanding and have a personal relationship with Your Son and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We do pray for our missionaries. We, Lord, ask that You would be with each one of them, though many of those are under duress even today and continuing on. And so, Father, may Your blessings and may Your protection, may Your watch care be upon them, and they know that You are there close. So, Father, help us tonight as we open the Word of God. May it be an instruction. May it bring joy to our heart to realize some things that are ahead of us as a believer. Now, forgive us of our sins. Help us, Lord, to serve you better tomorrow than we did today. And may you continue to help. And we ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. All right, tonight in the book of Proverbs, chapter number 27, and in verse number 1, a verse that tells us, says, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." Boast not thyself of tomorrow. All of us have plans, I'm sure, for tomorrow or sometime maybe next week, or have something coming up in the future that we have plans for. And the scripture here says don't boast ourselves, or don't depend so much on that would take place, because we don't know what a day may bring forth. We get up in the morning and we have no idea what the day will bring to us. Some days are hectic, some days are busy, and some days are slow, and some days are sometimes even boring, especially in the lockdown that we are in, and not able to go all the places we desire to go. Sometimes boredom comes upon us, and so we don't know what a day is going to bring, but I'm glad I know the one that holds not only today, but he holds tomorrow. And he tells us here, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." And so the writer here warns us concerning our attitude about tomorrow. Sometimes we never think about what tomorrow may bring. Sometimes we don't even let it enter into our mind, and other than the things that maybe we have planned, and we just don't think too much about tomorrow. And he says, we don't know what tomorrow brings. We don't know what tomorrow may hold for us. We may go to bed here tonight, and we may wake up in eternity before the morning sunrise. And so as far as knowing, we do not know. That's why it's so very important that we know the Lord Jesus. That's why it's important for us to know Jesus as our personal Savior, because we don't know if we'll even be here tomorrow. The old song, "Why Not Tonight," says tomorrow's sun may never rise. Well, it may not rise for you, and it may not rise for me. And so we need to make preparation for tomorrow. And if tomorrow doesn't bring things to us, if tomorrow doesn't take us into eternity, there will be a tomorrow that will do that. So we don't know the time, we don't know the day, we don't know the hour of our departure, just like we don't know the day, the time, the hour of his coming. And so we are living in dependence of Jesus Christ and are serving him. There are days that are very special to all of us. We all have the birthdays that people celebrate. We have events. We have different times on the calendar that maybe we even mark ahead of time of so-and-so has this going on, or this person has a birthday, or that family has an anniversary, and we have those special days that we look forward to. There are days that we think about. There are days that we anticipate. There have been days in all of our lives that have been fun and joyous, and then there are days that have been sad and grievous to us. So we're living right now. We're living in this moment of time, and we don't know what tomorrow brings, but there's the day of tomorrow that will be here with us. There will be some days that we will rejoice in, and then there are some days that we certainly regret. And so tonight I want us to think about the day that is before us, the day that is ahead of us, and especially for the child of God, the day that we will enter into the very presence of the Lord. And when we get to heaven, it will be wonderful there. As we spoke on last Wednesday night, we spoke on that title of the song, "Won't It Be Wonderful There?" Well, tonight I want us to look at the verses of Scripture and that we have before us, and on the thought of what a day that will be. Thank God there's a day coming, and there's those days that have been before us continually and will continue to be. But there's a day coming that's never been in our life. One day we will see Him. And so our writer here warns us about tomorrow, making boast of it, because we may not be here tomorrow. And the days are important to us. I believe we can find in the scripture that in the Old Testament, in the book of Job, there were days in his life that he rejoiced, because Job was a righteous man. Job was a man that feared God and he hated evil. But there was a day came in his life that he never forgot. The scripture says in Job chapter 1 and verse number 6, now there was a day, and so a particular time, and it goes on to tell us that Satan and the Lord had conversation, and that day in Job's life made a difference in him, as the powers of the wicked was unleashed upon Job. And then later on it says there was a day when the messengers came and gave Job all the disasters that had taken place in his family, in his fortune, and all the things that he owned was now gone, and Job was left alone other than he and his wife. And she said, Job, why don't you just curse God and die? But Job was a righteous man. He believed and trusted God. And he told his wife, he said, you speak as a foolish woman. And he never did fail the Lord. He never did go back on the Lord. But there was a day in his life that he never forgot. He lost his cattle. He lost his children. Everything he owned was gone in that one particular day. So what a day that was to him. What a day that was in his memory. But we know the story. I'm glad we can go to the end of the book of Job and find that the Lord blessed him more in the latter days of his life than he did in the first part of his life. And everything was double to him that he lost. And so there was a day of regret and a day of loss, but there was a day later that came a day of rejoicing and gaining in his personal possessions and life and family. And Job never did forget those days. And I'm sure he said in his heart, what a day that was, but what a day this is. And you and I, there's been days in our life, the day that we got saved, what a day that was. But we're thinking tonight about what a day that will be. What a day that will be when we go home to be with the Lord. So I want to just look at three things tonight, and real quickly, and then we'll be finished and we'll be about our business. What a day that will be when we see the Lord Jesus Christ. When we see our Savior, that's going to be a different day than ever has been. I know some folks say they've seen the Lord, but I don't believe any of us have seen Him with our physical eyes. We see Him with our eyes of faith, and we believe what He tells us in the Scripture, but one day we will see His features. Now, I know we have pictures that depict the Lord Jesus, but there's no pictures, there's no portrait, there's no way of telling exactly what the Lord looked like. And I doubt very seriously that He looked like what the picture depicts to us, that we normally call the face of Jesus Christ. But when we get there, when we get home, when we see the Savior, we're going to see His features. We're going to see His face. We're going to see the scars in His hand and in His side and in His feet. We're going to see all the things that mankind put upon Him as He was here upon this earth. Maybe the scars in His head, His brow, where the crown of thorns were placed. And we know the scars are in His hands, for He showed them to His disciples, and they saw that. He showed them to Thomas that doubted, and Thomas said, unless I see, he said, I'm not going to believe. But Jesus said, blessed are those that believe without seeing. But He showed Thomas His hands. He showed Thomas the scar in His side, and Thomas believed. And when I believe when we get to heaven, those scars are still there. There was a song out years ago that the only thing made by man in heaven are the scars upon the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. But what a day that will be when we see our Savior. When we see the Lord Jesus Christ, who rescued us from the miry clay, who rescued us from the path of destruction, who pulled us up out of the pit and set our feet upon a solid rock of Himself. And we will one day look upon Him and we'll rejoice. And I believe we'll say, what a day this is. What a day it is to behold the face and to behold the eyes and the very features of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not only will we see His features, but we'll see our Father. We'll see the God of heaven. We'll be in presence with Him, and we'll see the fullness of His glory. Everything about God and everything about Jesus Christ is glorious, and it is one that we can look upon when we get there that day. What a wonderful day that will be. The Bible tells us in Matthew chapter number 25 and verse number 31, Matthew 25 and verse 31 says, "And when the Son of Man shall come in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him, then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory." So He's coming one day, and He's going to come in His glory. Now, He left here in a cloud. We read in Acts chapter number 1, or chapter number 1 and 2, we find He left in a cloud, but thank God He's coming back in His glory. We're going to see Him. We're going to recognize. We're going to know, and thank God He knows us. And so we're going to, when we see the Savior, what a wonderful day that will be. And we will see the fullness of His glory. The Bible says in the book of Romans, I want to share just a few verses with you tonight as we go through this. In Romans chapter number 9 and verse number 21 says, "Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel to honor and another unto dishonor? What if God, willing to show His wrath and to make His power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction, that He might make known the riches of His glory?" You know, the Lord God of heaven wants to make known the riches of His glory on the vessels of mercy. You and I have been saved. We are vessels of mercy. He had mercy upon us. He has the power to have mercy upon you and I, to make us a new creature in Christ Jesus. And so therefore, one day we're going to see the glory of the Lord. Now the Old Testament and the New Testament, especially the Old Testament, tells us that there were times when the glory of the Lord appeared and it shined round about. When Moses went up to the mountain, he came back down. He had to have a veil on his face because he'd been in the presence of God. And the glory of the Lord was upon him. In the New Testament, the scripture tells us that on the day of Pentecost, the glory of God came and I believe immersed the church of the living God in the Holy Spirit, and therefore gave them power to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And now we see the evidence of His mercy. We see the evidence of His power and His glory. And so when we get to heaven, we'll say, what a day this is. Right now, we sing about what a day that will be. And we can just think about it. We can just put in our minds some features of what we think it might be. And the Bible has given us a few thoughts about what heaven is and what heaven's like and who is there and the presence of the angels of God and those that have gone on before us. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews that we are compassed about with a great cloud of witnesses. And I believe those witnesses are those that have died in the faith that are spoken of in chapter number 11 and of Hebrews, that great chapter of faith. And they died in the Lord. Now they're the witnesses, and those that have gone on after them and those that have gone on before us that are believers, they are the great cloud of witnesses that behold certain things of this world. And so tonight, we're going to behold the glory of our Lord. When we get to heaven, we'll say, what a day this is. And it'll be a day that'll never stop. You see, we're bound now by time. We look at our clocks. We look at our calendars. We look at our phones and look at the calendar on the phone. And we're bound by 24 hours every day. We have certain times we get up, certain times we go to bed. We have certain times that we do different things. And so we are creatures of time. But when we see the Lord, time is no more. When we're in His presence, there's no more time. And that day will never end. What a day that will be. Thank God. What a wonderful place heaven is. And what a wonderful experience that day of eternity will continue on and on. And we'll just rejoice in His glory. We'll rejoice in His presence. We'll rejoice because of His love to us and His mercy. And we'll honor Him. We'll worship Him. And we'll do it just according to the things that God has given to us and how He is going to give us when we get to eternity, how that we're going to worship Him forever and forever. What a day that will be. Thank the Lord. Number two, it's going to be a great day. We talked about this not too long ago. It's going to be a great day when we see not only the sun, but we're going to see the saints that have gone before us. That cloud of witnesses that I was talking about a moment ago. We're going to see Him. We're going to see the Lord Jesus Christ, but then we're going to see the saints that have gone, and we are called, and they, when we get to heaven, we will be a part of that great family of God. Now, we're in the family of God right now here upon this earth, and there's a difference in the family, the church, the kingdom, and the family of God is everybody that's ever been saved, and those that are living now, whether in this country or another country, we're in a family. And we have a relationship that is through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, we are related to our family by blood, physically. And we are related to our family by blood spiritually also. It was the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we get to heaven and see the saints, when we see our family all gathered together, what a day that will be. We'll see those that we have known here upon this earth, and multitudes that we've never known. Many people that are there because of our faithfulness, maybe to giving to missions, and they'll come and say, thank you for giving. And they're there because of somebody preached the gospel to them, and we're all gathered together as one good big family. We call it here upon the earth family reunion. That means you do it every so often, or maybe sometimes every year, you have a family reunion. Well, we're going to have a reunion in heaven, and it's going to be a time of gathering that not going to be just once a year, not going to be once every 5 years. It's going to be forever and forever when the family of God meets together and we see those whom we've loved that have gone on before us, and then we meet the multitudes that we've never met, and maybe we'll take time in eternity to sit around and just share some of the things that God did for us and made us a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. We are coming to that time. We're coming to that place when we will be there that day. In 2 Thessalonians chapter number 4 and verse number 13, the Bible says, I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. Paul tells here the Thessalonian church, he said, I want to deal with you. I want to talk to you about those. He said, I don't want you to be ignorant. Now, the word ignorant is not a bad word. Ignorant just simply means we're unaware. We don't have the knowledge. And so Paul says, I don't want you to be ignorant concerning these things of those that have gone on before you. And he said, I'm going to teach you some things. He says here, for if we believe, now don't be sad as those that have no hope. Well, I don't understand how people face tomorrow with no hope. But there's a multitude of people that are living tonight that have no hope because they have no Lord. And so Paul says, don't be sorrowful like they are. He says, "But for if we believe, and I've told the church here a number of times, I have written out beside that little phrase, for if we believe, I have written out beside it, I do. I do believe. If it's in the Word of God, we must believe it. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. For this we say unto you by the Word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain till the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep," or we're not going to precede them. Thank God tonight, there's a day coming. What a day that will be. When we meet the Lord Jesus Christ, when all things are taken care of and everything is finished up, And the Lord comes and gets us and brings us to himself. And then 7 years later, we're going to come with him back to this earth. And he's going to finish the task of purifying this world in which he created. What a day that will be when we see the Son. What a day that will be when we see the saints. And then lastly, what a sad day that will be when we see the sinner condemned to hell. You see, there is a judgment that every person is going to face. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. The heathen, they're going to confess. The atheist, the agnostic, the rebellion, those that are in rebellion against God, they're going to stand before God. Not only are they going to stand, but they're going to bow. And it's going to be a sad day, but what a day that will be when we hear the Lord say, "Depart from me, I never knew you. Depart from me, I never had any kind of knowledge of who you are." That's a sad commentary upon people. There's a lot of people, they think just because they do good and do well, they're okay. Some think that just because they know, I believe in God. Some will say, well, I believe in Jesus. I believe he was a person, he was a man. I believe he's a good man. I believe even as one of the New Testament men said, he was a prophet. Well, he's more than a good man. He's more than a prophet. Thank God he's the Son of God, the Savior. And he gives us opportunity now to believe and to call upon him. And if we do not do that, what a day that will be when we face God. When we stand before the white throne judgment that's spoken of in the book of Revelation, chapter number 20. When we stand before the Lord and there's nothing left, there's nowhere to go, there's no appealing our case, we're standing before God, the judge of all mankind. What a day that will be when we hear the sinner condemned for eternity. Not going to be a joyous day like the day we go to heaven. It's not going to be a joyous day like the day it was when we got saved. It's not going to be a joyous day when we go to heaven and see the Lord and see his people. It's going to be a very, very sad day when we hear those words, "Depart, I never knew you." That is a very strong verse of scripture. He says, first of all, depart, get away. You're no longer welcome. And then he says, you depart from me. No longer will they have any thought of God. No longer will they be with the Lord for anything. And then he says, I never knew you. Now, if you'll take that at face value, that simply means Jesus said, never knew you. And that does away with a lot of people that think they can maybe get saved, lose it, and get saved again, and then die. If they die in their sins, they go to hell. No. Jesus says to these that go to the white throne judgment, I never knew you. So tonight, we must realize what a day that will be. But for you and I, as a child of God, as a Christian, as a believer, we can sing the song, we can rejoice in the Word of God and the Scriptures, and we can smile when we say, what a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. May God help us tonight to rejoice in him and to look forward to that day that's going to be above every day. And the only way we can have that day is we have a day in our life when we call upon him. I have this old song tonight. I want you to listen to it. What a day that will be. God bless you, and we'll see you Sunday morning, the Lord willing.
There is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day, glorious day. Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, glorious day, that will be. There'll be no sorrow there, no more burdens to bear, no more sickness, no pain, no more parting over there, and forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day, glorious day, that will be. What a day that will be, when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land,